Thanksgiving Day itself. And then for Black Friday, getting started with shopping with cooler conditions, cloud cover, and 39.
Thank you, Chuck. We topped out at 48 here yesterday. Overnight low down to 28. Right now, sunshine and 28 degrees here at KVOE Live and Local. There is a wind chill of about 23, but just a light wind from the northwest right now, gusting to right around 8 miles per hour. Headlines this morning, a service of the Insurance Planning Center, an Acrisure agency partner, 529 Commercial, Suite 5, with offices also in Eureka and Wichita. That's IPC, the Insurance Planning Center. Good morning, it is 743. It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money. Brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And on this Thanksgiving Eve, we say good morning and hello and happy Thanksgiving to our good friend Karen Summers, ESB Financial. Karen, good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am ready for Thanksgiving, Karen.
I am too, but do you hear Chuck talking in the background?
No, I don't. I think I'm okay now. All right, is
okay,
that better?
That sounds...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry about that. Maybe I'm just hearing Chuck because he talks so much.
Well, he's got a lot to talk about. He's got a lot of news to deliver here. There's no doubt about that. Well, here we are, Karen. Morning before Thanksgiving, huh?
I know already. Thanksgiving Eve. My favorite thing. Go ahead. I was just going to say, as a side note, that to me, the best thing about Thanksgiving is the smells. They smell so good.
Yeah, tough to top that. And the smell lingers, too.
Really, it does.
It
I know.
Does. It doesn't seem possible, though, Karen, that we are now in the holiday season.
You are so right. You know, we seem to hurry so fast and to eat turkey and watch parades and football games and even basketball games now. Sometimes we forget to be thankful.
Well, let's not do that. We will be thankful here, by gosh, and we'll do it right now. Let's take a little time out and reflect on some of the things, Karen, that we're thankful for.
Okay, there's so many, but here, let me just start off with saying I'm so thankful that the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce and Convention of Visitors Bureau, saluting all of our veterans and working so hard to highlight Emporia's Founding City of Veterans Day.
Yes, indeed. It was a wonderful Veterans Week and actually a Veterans Month tribute here in Emporia. Uh-huh. I am really thankful for everyone that donated to our Salvation Army food drive that packed not only a Spartan Stop out at Emporia High School, but the Salvation Army food pantry once again. Thank you.
Exactly. Thanks, everybody, for that. Well, I am thankful that Papa Hot Lips and Kasasa Mama at the zoo welcomed triplets last month, and they are adorable. If you haven't seen pictures, go on to the zoo site and look at them.
Yeah, take a peek at that. Yeah, great news. There are triplets out there. Speaking of the zoo, it was Happy Holidays last night, and we are thankful, you know, that we have such a wonderful zoo and those lights that were turned on last night. Over 5 miles of lights were turned on at the David Traylor Zoo last night. So we're thankful for that.
Exactly, we are. Well, I'm also thankful for all the vendors and the volunteers who make the Emporia Farmers Market a great success.
And they had one of their best Supapaloozas ever on Election Day last month. So thanks to all that helped out and made that big fundraising success for the Emporia Farmers Market. I'm thankful for Emporia Main Street. We had Casey on with us this morning of Emporia Main Street and all the hard work that they do to make Emporia look great, and they're very involved with Small Business Saturday coming up this weekend and the Elf Hunt downtown.
Right, and the buggy rides.
Yeah, carriage rides start a week from tomorrow.
I know. You know, I am really thankful, and some people don't, I guess, realize this, but Emporia is the home of the National Teachers Hall of Fame. I'm sure everybody knows that, but did you know that also the Kansas Business Hall of Fame are both like a located here in Emporia, right up at ESU.
Yeah, that's huge, and that sometimes gets lost in the shuffle. But I'm glad you point that out. Hey, I'm very thankful for everyone that supports the United Way of the Flint Hills and the outstanding work that they do.
Exactly. Well, I will tell you that I'm so thankful that ESB finally found a wonderful, wonderful free solution for you all to learn about money. You know, this is a gamified financial app that rewards you for learning about money, and all you have to do is sign up on our website. Remember, knowledge is powerful.
Knowledge is power. That is a very good point, Karen. We cannot know enough. And, hey, I am very thankful for everyone who tuned in, watched, and donated to the National Teachers Hall of Fame, our 32nd annual radio auction that raised over $15,000. And, by the way, you can still go to the Hall of Fame Facebook page because the online auction is rolling until December 1st. And if you want to fund the need, you can still do that on the Facebook page because they are still matching donations for Fund the Need for the National Teachers Hall of Fame.
Okay, good to know. That's great to know. Well, we say this every year, and I'm thankful for our churches who teach us love, hope, and gratitude in a time of global turmoil. And I don't know how long we've been doing our thankfulness, but every year we say that, and every year there's such a need.
There is no doubt about that. I'm glad you bring that up. But, hey, we are thankful that we have, you know, great sports programs at Emporia State. The Emporia State Lady Hornet soccer team is off to the Sweet 16 in about 10 days, and the football team will be going to Corsicana for a big bowl game appearance on December 2nd. So we'll keep that in mind. And we're also thankful here, Karen, that we have the freedom to live the way we want, to have choices in life, and for Emporia being such a great, great, great hometown. As you mentioned earlier, we could go on and on and on and on. But we need to pass this off to you and give us a money message here, Karen.
Okay, Rob, two more things to be thankful for. Emporia Christmas Parade. Don't forget to come downtown on Tuesday, November 28th at 7 o'clock. And this year's theme is Known for the Holidays. And then the Emporia Arts Free Concert Holiday Jazz at the beautiful Granada Theater on Thursday at 7. It's free for everybody. You just have to call the Art Center and get your tickets.
That's it. In fact, we have Jack Mouse and Janice Borla on with us this morning on our chat program at 10:05 right here. And Karen, by the way, I'm thankful and grateful for you, too.
I am thankful for you, too, Rob. It's been a pleasure being able to talk to you again this fall. And I wish everybody a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Giving everybody.
Everyone. You bet. Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Ron.
Karen Summers, ESP Financial, with Managing Your Money. ESP Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. It is 7:50, 28 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined this morning by our good friend Dave Harding out at Fanestel's Fresh Local Market. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Ron.
Nice to have you here. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you, too. You know, last week we talked about it being close to crunch time. And since tomorrow is Thanksgiving, I would say we are officially in crunch time right now. If you still need a smoked turkey or prime rib or ham, steaks, seafood, or pies, come see us today. We are open till 6.
You are ready today, Thanksgiving Eve, Fanestel's Fresh Local Market. So it is definitely not too late, but as Dave mentioned, yeah, officially crunch time is here. Well, let's see. Speaking of a turkey, Dave, do you want to give one away?
You bet. Let's give one away. Today's going to be our last smoked turkey giveaway. Next Wednesday, we'll have a drawing for a half bone-in ham. And today's smoked turkey winner is Heath Maxson. I'll be giving Heath a call here pretty quick. And, you know, when you're in here shopping, be sure to register to win the half ham next week, and we'll announce it on air.
All right. Well, Heath, if you've been, you know, waiting, you know, to see if you're officially a winner till crunch time, you scored here big with Fanestel's Fresh Local Market. Talk about hamburger today, Dave.
All right, today is Wednesday. We do have hamburger on sale. Our 80-20 and 85-15 ground beef in our fresh service case is on sale, as well as our 10-pound boxes of ground beef packages and patties. And probably mine and yours next favorite subject besides bacon is pies.
Pies, yep.
You know, you probably need more than one flavor of pie. And if you don't have it already, I'm going to give you the entire lineup. I usually don't do that because there's so many, but here we go. We have pumpkin, apple, pecan, cherry, peach. We have a strawberry rhubarb. We have a blueberry, blackberry, berry medley, rhubarb, raspberry peach, black cherry, cranberry apple, and then we have our apple pie cheesecake and cherry pie cheesecake.
Yikes! That is an assortment. That's a selection. Out at the Fresh Fanisil's Fresh Local Market at 4700 West Highway 50. What about some holiday hours here, Dave?
Yes, we are open today until 6 p.m. We will be closed tomorrow for Thanksgiving, and then we're open Friday 8 to 6 and Saturday 9 to 4.
All right, re-racket here for us, Dave.
All right, we have smoked turkeys, bone-in hams, spiral-cut hams, half hams, whole hams, bourbon pecan hams, prime rib, and lots of delicious pies.
That is quite a selection. Get out to the Fanisil's Fresh Local Market, 4700 West Highway 50. Thanks a lot, Dave, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thanks, Ron. We appreciate you choosing to shop local, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And yes, you can still get out and grill.
Yes, you can. Dave Harding, Fanisil's Fresh Local Market, 4700 West Highway 50. Good morning. 28 degrees at 754.